Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
By the way, I'm not stopping anything. I'm going to continue to enforce those state laws, regardless of what the federal government is trying to put pressure on me to satisfy all these activists, which, by the way, are in front of my building right now. 3.5 years they've been in front of my building. So I'm not going to bend to the federal government, especially when we still have state laws to enforce. We're going to continue to lock up the human smugglers, the raid businesses, crime suppression. I'm not stopping. I got state laws that I can enforce.
That's Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who says it's business as usual for him after the Supreme Court announced their ruling on the Arizona immigration law. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with talk host Mike Broomhead, here in an interview with Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona. They talk about the ruling and how the president reacted to it.
We got the victory in the biggest piece of this, and then the bombshell was dropped. Basically, the president came right out, former governor of Arizona came right out and said, unless it's serious, we're not going to do it. So what do you make of this?
Well, it was an assault on Arizona. You know, basically what they were telling Arizona was to drop dead. We're going to ignore you. By the pronouncement that they made, you know, 3 hours after the highest court of our land ruled, they undercut us and said that we weren't able to utilize the database, that we'd have to go through ICE to do any kind of verification. And they would determine whether it was important or not important. So they told us basically to go pound sand, you know, which is not all different than what they have done. They've downplayed our border issue, our problems, and what we've tried to get them to do to secure the border. They sued Arizona for trying to protect our citizens. And then last week they leashed out and said, okay, we're going to implement backdoor amnesty. And then today they tell us they're going to rescind the 287G, which, of course, is the ability to use the immigration data bank that we would have to go through ICE. And, of course, we know that they will either answer the phone call or they won't answer the phone call, or we'll have to change our area code in order to get through. You know, but we obviously are a target, and it's very, very unfortunate and disappointing, knowing that today it truly was a victory for the rule of law and the 10th Amendment, because the heart of 1070 was upheld. It's unfortunate.
So let me ask you this, Governor, because here's what my belief. Well, what's going to need to happen is a change in the administration, because with
right.
The new president, new director of Homeland Security, then we can get a different attorney general, and then, of course, the enforcement attitude changes. So my guess is this, that you are going to be called upon, because this is what should be a victory for you and for all of us in Arizona, but you've been the figurehead of this. I believe you're going to be called on nationally. Are you going to answer the call, if called upon, to talk to other governors in states that are contemplating these kind of laws and to stand up and say, this is exactly why we need leadership change? You may be a voice of the nation between now and November.
Absolutely. And I've already begun. And I will do whatever I can across the United States to tell the people the truth and talk about the rule of law and talk about the 10th Amendment and talk about what the federal government has not done, and that it's time for real change. Somebody that will take an oath and uphold all laws in the United States, and not determine that he is above the law, and obviously that he is the president of the United States who serves the people. And a poll today was revealed to me that 75% of the people in the United States were polled, 75% agreed that the Senate Bill 1070 ought to be upheld.
You know,
they agree, 75%.
Up next, more on the Supreme Court ruling, the Arizona immigration law. Pretty controversial stuff. We'll dig around in it some more in a moment here.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals, like TV Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Continuing on the countdown, the focus on immigration reform with host Blake Butler and Jim Weyenheimer. They talk about how the Supreme Court's ruling has set the stage to turn Arizona into kind of a police state.
Now, all 8 justices on the Supreme Court, Jim, voted to allow this mandatory immigration check requirement to go into effect, basically, show me your papers.
Yeah.
And there's mixed opinions out there of how this is all going to play out and how it affect other states. But I can tell you this, in my opinion, I see no reason whatsoever that a Hispanic or Latino should vote for a Republican.
Yeah, on the basis of that, I can't.
And Republicans across the board are celebrating. I know you pulled a clip from Jan Brewer that we'll listen to in just a second. But this, folks, is something very important to the Republican Party as they push their ideology forward. And Jan Brewer, as you know, just rode this wave of political popularity off of this legislation. And then that crazy sheriff that there. And this is what she said in her statement. I know we're going to listen in just a second, but she said, "Today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court is a victory for the rule of the law. After more than 2 years of legal challenges, the heart of Senate Bill 1070 can now be implemented in accordance with the U.S. Constitution." So, Jim, let's listen to that clip of Governor Jan Brewer. And folks, this is, you know, her reaction and her comments following the Supreme Court decision today.
"Arizona did not ask for this fight, nor did it seek out the task of having to confront illegal immigration. We cannot forget that we are here today because the federal government has failed the American people regarding immigration policy, has failed to protect its citizens, has failed to preserve the rule of law, and has failed to secure our borders. The failure to secure the border has created issues we now face regarding illegal immigration. And Arizona, without question, bears the brunt of that failure. We also cannot forget that President Obama and his party had both houses in Congress for 2 years and could have secured our borders and fulfilled the promise to fix our broken immigration system. They failed. In response, Arizona had no other choice but to act, and Arizona did so by following, not changing, federal law. Instead of devoting resources to suing states like Arizona, the federal government should have spent time, money, and energy on fixing the problem. So today is a day when the key components of our efforts to protect the citizens of Arizona, to take up the fight against illegal immigration in a balanced and constitutional way has unanimously been vindicated by the highest court in the land.
And welcome to the police state in Arizona.
Here's host John Justice talking to callers about the president's reaction to the Supreme Court ruling in Arizona and how vigorously the laws will be enforced.
Let's go and talk with Lois.
On this issue of them failing to stop or which I say that the Border Patrol or ICE failure to come and pick up people if they don't have a criminal record,
it's quite all right.
Doesn't that fall into the category of failure to execute the duties that they took by their oath? And wouldn't the Congress then have the ability to withhold? They are the ones who give money to, like, for instance, Homeland Security, et cetera. They
sure.
fund it.
Sure.
Couldn't the Congress then, considering that we do have a majority there, say, if you're not going to execute your duties by showing up when, police enforcement call you and say that they have illegals, maybe we'll just withhold funds.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a thought, but I'm thinking everybody's saying, what can we do? What can we do when you have a rogue government, running things? And I'm just thinking that Congress would have some power here.
The problem that you run into is that, and Lois, you're right, on a very surface level examining the situation, you're right. The problem is it's not surface level. Not surface level. And it's not that black and white because they didn't make it that black and white. It should be. It's nuanced, it's confusing, it's complicated and chaotic in its confusion by design. Trust me, the Obama administration, for as big of a mess as they have made this, they do know what they are doing. They do know and understand what they are doing with this, and they've built in enough safety nets to protect themselves from moves like that. You see, what we did in Arizona was... We tried to clarify it, okay? We tried to say, this is the law, the feds aren't doing it, we will copy the federal law, we will use the sovereignty of our great state to go and enforce our laws, to make sure there is no middle ground, to make sure that there is no gray area. There is black and there is white. There is the rule of law, and that's it. But see, that doesn't play well in terms of the left. That doesn't work in terms of how they want to nuance all of it, how they want to use it for political gain, and how they use their emotions and their feelings to drive so many of their decisions.
Up next, we shift to the Supreme Court ruling that a lot of you are waiting on. That's up next on the Countdown.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Man, a lot of time has been spent speculating on what's going to happen to Obamacare. Here's host John Zach and Susan Rose talking to Dr. Michael Kropp, president of a group called Independent Health. They've just published a poll about the possible impact of the decision the Supreme Court will make.
Independent Health has conducted a poll in advance of what might happen come Thursday when the Supreme Court issues its ruling. Now, the poll indicates a majority of Western New Yorkers are very concerned about how the court's decision might impact costs and the affordability of health care. How so?
Well, what was interesting in the poll is that just looking at the mandate, people have an unfavorable view. 64% of Western New Yorkers who were surveyed feel that the mandate is unreasonable. But when asked the question in terms of if the mandate would help to lower the cost of health care, the numbers turn, and 55% of people then become in favor of the mandate. So what's important here is that people understand how the different provisions of the law link together.
Does it all then seem to come down to cost and the affordability of health care, whether or not people will accept this or not?
I think that that's the issue for the average American, is that while the Supreme Court is dealing with issues at a very high level, those of us who are in it day to day, either providing services or looking for coverage, want to see the cost issue dealt with directly.
Now, you just mentioned 64% of the folks that Independent Health has polled are really concerned about the affordability of health care, how much out-of-pocket expense they're going to have. Do you feel the people you polled fully understand what this is all about, or are they asking a lot of questions too?
I think very few people fully understand this, including many health care experts. It's very complicated because the Supreme Court has a few options available. The first and most visible option is that the court could strike down the individual mandate. And the tack that has been taken by the opponents is that it's an act of Congress that forces people to engage in commerce in violation of the interstate commerce provisions of the Constitution. That's just one issue. If the Supreme Court decides to strike that down and uphold everything else in the act, that's going to create a new set of challenges because the mandate is a way to get as many people into the system and covered as possible.
Host Greg Knapp with medical analyst Catherine Sirks. They talk about what happens if the Supreme Court decides to throw out the mandate part of the bill and leave the rest of it intact.
Let's say the Supreme Court decides Thursday this mandate forcing everybody to buy health insurance is unconstitutional. What happens to Obamacare then?
Well, remember that the mandate is only about 3 pages out of a several thousand page bill. But a lot of it does fall apart because they were counting on forcing people to buy insurance to be able to help finance the whole thing for the money going into the system through the health exchanges, et cetera. So what that means is that we have a vacuum to fill. The whole thing starts to unravel, and we know that. The one thing, though, that I want to point out is that as far as actual access to medical care, we don't think that it would make that much difference with the mandate, without the mandate, because doctors have told us that more than almost 2 out of 3 doctors believe that the individual insurance mandate wouldn't actually have resulted in better access to medical care.
And why do they say that?
And the reason I say that is pretty basic, is that we've been talking about insurance as though it's actual medical care.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance is just a piece of paper that says you're in the plan. That's only the first step, but if you haven't actually been to see a doctor, if you can't get in to see a doctor, if there aren't enough doctors to take care of you, or if the insurance company won't pay for what you need to have done, then you haven't moved beyond step A of having that piece of paper to actual medical care.
800-510-8255. You're up next here on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer Confidence Reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information on the source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They are distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org or call 888-99-SAFE.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Countdown continues now with our focus on this Wednesday, immigration reform. It doesn't seem like this one's going away. This is one of the hot-button issues for the election, don't you think? For this fall, the economy is affected by immigration or immigration policy, so this is appropriate, it would seem, for constructive commentary. Lizzie, in California, your thoughts, please.
My children are both half Hispanic. They're citizens. Their dad is a citizen. And they do get racially profiled, especially here in California. But I think it's really hard where the politicians and the news don't want to be pegged as racism. And this isn't racism because this is a fact of being an American. It's not like the African Americans in the 50s where we're talking about actual citizens of America that were being treated unfairly. These are illegal citizens. They aren't citizens. They're illegals. They're here illegal. They live off of our system. They work here. They go to school here. They're overcrowding our population, and I think it's important for people to understand that, and that's why when the federal government is imposing the immigration stipulations, it's really hard because what is good for the Midwest is not going to work here in California.
800-510-8255. Comments to Doug at DougStephan.com as well. And you follow the audience members' thinking on the Twitter and Facebook as well. So, Danny in Tennessee, you're into this in a different way.
I have to paraphrase this. I don't have my Constitution with me. That when the government gets to the point where it's trampling on our rights and out of control, basically, it's supposed to be up to the people to dissolve that government, abolish it, which was what we should have done about maybe 8 years ago. However, we did not, and the people are very ignorant because they don't take the Constitution anymore, and the schools, because they don't want the Constitution. They're trying to go around the Constitution. And number two, the only way that this country could ever be brought down is not from an enemy from without, but from within, which is what they're doing. They're infiltrating the government over the last 35, 40 years, slowly making a liberal Supreme Court that are not elected, they're picked. So eventually they just got themselves mounted to the point where they can do more or less whatever they want to do in this country and destroy it, which is exactly what their goal is to do, destroy this nation.
Well, I don't know about whether their goal is to destroy the nation, but this sort of thing doesn't do us any good. And the debate about it is healthy, but there are a number of things, as we all know, that are splitting the country, that are dividing. I don't know if destroy is... divide and destroy may be the same things, comparable words here. But we have an immigration problem. We have numerous circumstances in which these people, I think there's a list, I'm going to get it, of what the problems are
with the immigration in California, for example. You've probably heard or seen any number of those lists. And meanwhile, Barbara in Pennsylvania wants Congress to get in on the act.
I can't understand, after all these years, Congress had come together with an agreement where they can allow the immigrants to be in the United States. They need to set a set date that all that were here already go and file to be citizens of the United States. Thereafter that, whoever comes after that will be subject to leave this country. And just like you have in the prisons, you have fences up there, the prisoners can't get out. I can't understand why they can't take and do the borders with the fences and the guards that need to be there. Because also you have to look at, not only are you looking at immigrants that are coming over that want jobs, you also have terrorists that can come across our borders. So we have to check who's coming across the borders. But I don't see what the uprise is about, the immigrants being in the United States. They're just like anybody else that wants to live here, have a good living.
All right, so Barbara has got a thought or two or three or four that are worth discussing. Any comments for the callers, you're welcome to jump on board as well. Hosts and callers are the focus. We do a sampling of talk radio shows, political news talk shows around the country to come up with this list. And one of them that we listened to is a program hosted by Terry Gilbert, who talked about whether this immigration debate, the discussion, will go away if Mitt Romney announces that Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin would be his running mate.
Last week, Obama grabbed headlines with the illegal Dream Act story, and he even stole some, not all, but some of Rubio's thunder on this issue, at least bringing it to the forefront. And it was a very predictable chess move for Obama to do that, very political. And so I think that it's quite possible that Romney would come back strong and try to do a checkmate on this very topic. But then today, reading National Review, I thought, well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Does Romney need Florida that much if he put Paul Ryan on the ticket? Absolutely, Florida is important. Absolutely, the Hispanic vote is important. But Obama thinks the Hispanic vote in one big block. And here's the difference. Romney does not think that way, or at least that's not the aim according to the camp. The camp is saying, let's look at Hispanics as individuals, with their main concern being the economy, like so many of us. Let's not just put them into one big voting block. Let's politically break this down that they're individuals, and maybe, in fact, it will be Romney Ryan. Because after all, if he's representing the savior for the economic malaise we are in, then why not have two saviors, right?
800-510-8255, who agrees with that contention? The numbers that we're confronted with, I said maybe some of you have seen or heard this, worth one more visit, the state of California. This is a real ear-opener. Something was published in the Los Angeles Times when all of this discussion began. 40% of all workers in L.A. County are working for cash and not paying taxes. Predominantly, they are illegals working well at a green card. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 75% of people on the most wanted list in L.A. County are illegal. Two-thirds of all births in L.A. County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, births paid for by taxpayers. 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals here illegally. 300,000 illegal aliens in L.A. County are living in garages. The FBI reports half of all gang members in L.A. are most likely illegal aliens. 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 21 radio stations in Los Angeles are Spanish-speaking. 5.1 million people speak English. 3.9 million speak Spanish. in Los Angeles County. Now, again, those statements from the L.A. Times. 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. 70% of the U.S.'s annual population growth results from immigration, 90% in California and New York and Florida. 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. How do you deal with all those numbers? It almost seems foolish, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Bill in Oklahoma, you're a police officer.
I was a police officer in California. I made lots of stops, pedestrian and traffic, in the course of my interview to try to determine who these people were. You ask for driver's license, they give you a legal one, an illegal one, false identification. First thing you have to determine is who they are before you can act on why you stopped them. And I don't think people understand. In the past, once we determined that they were an illegal immigrant, as in the course of trying to figure out who they were, we weren't able to act on that. All we were able to do is give them a ticket or release them. We couldn't hold them for INS. If we arrested them and took them to jail, then in the course of processing through the system, ICE would come and pick them people up after we were done with them. But nothing's really changed that I can see.
All right. Thank you for that input. 800-510-8255. This discussion on the countdown continues after these words.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals. Like ED Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Our callers are focused on the political impact of immigration reform and what the president has suggested ought to be done, and the play that the politicians are bringing into this. Speaking of politicians, interesting to note that the people in Mexico who have an election coming up as well are looking at the candidate who was the former mayor of Mexico City, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The politicians down there are doing pretty much what they're doing up here in terms of spending money and trying to label people. The election, I believe, is this Sunday. Did I say this? Well, no, it's this Sunday. And so Calderon is going out, and this fellow may be the one who takes over. As we have said many times, the government of America sort of wants some people in the government. They want the Mexicans to do a better job of policing this or helping us. And yet we see a lot of Americans going down there living and working, and there's an undocumented, using that word in a sort of facetious way, an undocumented connection between a lot of businesses and politicians here and down there as a way of perhaps bringing our countries closer together and maybe even unification down the road. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Jim in Texas wants to talk about a couple of interesting comparisons.
Mr. Obama did a great decision there. He targeted the right people for voting. And as a 20-year veteran, what I'm afraid of is the people in Washington, the CEOs that are taking the money, they're walking away with it and getting away with it. Those are the people I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of these young kids coming to school, getting education, and promoting this country. I appreciate that the came over and served our country. As a 2-year veteran out of Vietnam and 20 years in the military, I support the decision, and I think we need to get over it. And Republicans, remember the Mayflower, the Indians felt the same way that you did.
800. That's pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. Tom in Pennsylvania, not a big fan of Mr. Obama.
You know, we have all around the, especially Middle East Rim, the people are trying to get rid of their dictators. And here we have a president in our country that has he submitted his immigration plan, the specific policy, right, that he just declared as a dictator, has he submitted this to Congress and allowed Congress the opportunity to vote on the specific aspects of this policy?
800-510-8255. Let's listen to Libby in Louisiana.
Having to do with these aliens, I think we should hold employers responsible who hire illegals. And there should be an avenue to make sure these people, these legal workers, have employment and have enough agents to check on them to make sure they aren't overstaying nor being taken advantage of or abused in some way. Now, Arizona has a unique problem, and we'll just have to work it out with the federal government, keeping in mind, hopefully, that they are Americans first before Arizonians.
800-510-8255. Don in Pennsylvania. Let's wrap this up.
The politicians in this country are all lawyers and big business people. There's not an average person in this Congress or Senate that are up for the people. They're all for themselves. They get in there. They work for their retirement. They lock their retirement in, and they don't care about us. And I think until we vote them out and get some average people in there, I think this country is in real trouble. Both parties are dictators, and they control their people coming in. Everybody goes in there with the idea that they're going to do something for this country, and they all fall right into place. It's going on too long. It needed to be changed.
You know, there's a lot to be said for that thinking. Thanks. 800-510-8255. Living within our means, the focus next on the countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. As we look back over the last week or two or month or two or year or two, many of you have found that, it's the old song, ain't it funny how time slips away? Ain't it funny how money and your wealth have slipped away? And this has been something, I was just looking at a post this morning from a blog in Atlanta, a story of a husband and wife struggling to keep a house worth $100,000 less. I'm sorry, $100,000 more than what they owe on it. This is a small town, and people see this happening in small towns, big cities, where your home, which is normally your biggest asset, has lost, in some cases, 40, 45% or more of its value, and the mortgage that you have on the home is higher than what the value is. So what do you do? The Great Recession and the things it has taken away from you. What is it that has happened and what needs to be done? What's the solution moving forward? 800-510-8255. Here's a Nikki in California with things to say.
Yeah, our family was making about $125,000 a few years ago, and my husband works for a government type job where he needs a security clearance and also was a reservist, so about, you know, we made about that amount of money. We ended up having a home that was worth about $400,000, fell to about $130,000. We had to foreclose on our home. With that happening, my husband's job, you know, with the security clearance, they don't like you to have any kind of marks on your credit. So we had an investigation. Now he may lose his job. We've had to file bankruptcy. Everything's kind of spiraling out of control. And, you know, we're making about 40% less because now he's been dinged with his job because of what happened with our house. So, you know, it's not all great either with the people who make over $100,000 because we actually are homeless. We're lucky to live in a family's house right now.
800-510-8255. There for the grace of God, some of you are saying may I go. Sarah in Nevada, let's see what you think.
I finished my MBA last summer, and I don't want to move to Chicago for $30,000. I was making, by the time I was 26 years old out here on the West Coast, $128,000 a year. And now most of Gen X, we're back in the financial positions that we were in our 20s. I went walking with a good friend of mine on Friday, and she and her husband, it's, you know, hand to mouth, and there is a running discussion between many of us. What do we do now? We're not going to see any of our Social Security. It'll go to our parents. And, gee, do we leave the country or do we stay and fight? I mean, it's really gotten that bad. How many times can you retrain? So many of us have been, you know, the days of working 35, 40 years for the same company or let alone in the same industry are over. America has changed. And, you know, you have up on the screen the Federal Reserve, I think, is largely due to it. We have devalued our dollar so much. You know, I had to buy groceries yesterday. And what I used to be able to get for $25 was up to $43 when I checked out. I am just appalled at what's going on in this country. And I cannot believe that more people, you know, it's encouraging to hear callers call in and talk about what's really going on out there, but it's certainly not hitting the news, you know, particularly when we have a president that's saying, oh, the private sector's fine. Well, he's not getting my vote in Nevada.
800-510-8255, not getting her vote in Nevada. Justin, let's move to North Carolina and see what you and people there are saying.
I'm hearing a lot of people complain about the cost of living and how it's the president's fault and how it's the bank's fault. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to be responsible. I'm 24 years old. I got three babies. My baby mama's three, she's 24 years old. We're under 25. We're making it. Our cars are paid for. You know, we're not going to go out and sign a loan for a $90,000 car when we don't make $90,000 a year. It's a lot of people that don't understand that you have to adjust to the time. Prices have, gas prices went up. When my brother started driving, it was $1.21. When I started driving, it was $3.50. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going to put gas in my car, and I'm going to go to work. And I just don't understand what's the problem. Like, everybody's over 50 years old. Oh, wow, I just spent all my savings. I mean, when you were young, you should have made smarter decisions.
All right. I don't... 24 years old, you got three kids already. Hey, all right. So that sounds like a judgment, value judgment. The discussion of that will continue along with lots of other things that are hot, and you'll hear them right here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 59 past the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.